There'll be 6 ponds in total. We're looking to fund the 23 acres of restoration. Oak woodland, about 3 acres. The native grasslands is another 3 or 4 acres. Coastal sage scrub and willow scrub make up the balance of that, of the 23 acres. And the 6 acres, obviously, of the wetland pond plantings. We're also looking for the funding. Bart will go over this when we drive down to the dam and the pump station, to retrofit the pump station to get the water up to the highest pond and then fill up the ponds, feed the riparian area, and recharge the groundwater. This was finished, I don't think I mentioned, in September of 2009. The contractor is responsible for the first year of maintenance and monitoring, and then the city will take it over for the next 4 years of maintenance and monitoring. We've built in maintenance and monitoring funding on the proposal that we submitted to OCTA for 2 years, and then the city will take over the balance of the 3 years of the maintenance and monitoring for the completed wetlands and riparian habitat project. You see some of the wildlife. The coastal gnatcatcher is the big one. It's been spotted out at this restored coastal sage scrub over here, and we're hoping, obviously, on this new site, it'll find a home over here, too.
Do you plan on integrating this portion? You own this portion?
Right, that middle strip will be planted also with this. That's part of the 23 acres. It's kind of a buffer right now between the two sites. This one was completed first.
This one was done as mitigation for the headlands development.
Headlands, the endpoint, correct.
Okay, so this is the offsite for, was it for the houses or was it for the hotel or the whole thing?
They had destroyed about 17 acres and they found 11 acres here, so I don't know exactly which portion of the headlands, but it was for the grading they did out there on the bluffs.
The Coastal Commission report. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Who's, who will maintain, or the city, or
right, after
partnering
the,
with somebody?
The contractor is responsible for the first 2 years,
right,
to establish the planting and maintain and provide the monitoring report. And then the city will take it over for the final 3 years, because 5 years is required as far as the maintenance and monitoring report to the agencies.
And then after that, it will be managed by the city.
Right, right, exactly. Right, right. It's all owned by the city. There's also a public recreation component to it. There's a picnic area in the grasslands. There'll be an overlook on the highest pond, which is over here. You see the picnic area, pretty much where the construction trailer's sitting now. We'll be an overlook so the public can, there'll be a little boardwalk, and in that high area can see the whole wetlands functioning itself. Picnic, there'll be signage, there'll be a trail loop around it with signage regarding the history of the park and the flora and fauna. Yeah, that's the trail that,
from the other side.
Yeah, that's already funded. That's a project that's been funded. It'll connect Placentia Avenue with the Santa Cruz Trail. The public can walk or bike to the trail.
So let me see if I understand the proposal. Mm-hmm. Is inclusive of the restoration of the pond.
Correct. The plantings, the rest of the grading of the pond,
right,
getting the water to the site through a pipeline. Everything except for that overlook I mentioned. So the trails will be included, the signage. We will be submitting in July funding for that overlook, kind of a outdoor nature interpretive center.
Now, one of the biggest elements of this project, one of the most exciting elements, I think, that it's drawn the attention of the Parks and Recreation Wildlife, is that we'll be reclaiming a lot of the water that currently is getting pumped to OCSD, the Oregon County Sanitation District, and it's being treated. A lot of the water this project proposes to, through a natural process of a wetland, and that's why you see the layout that you see there, it's all graded so that it flows naturally once the water is brought to the highest point of the system. But what we're going to do is we're going to take that water that would be otherwise treated and take it to the top, to the headworks of the system, and then let the water naturally perk and clean itself out, and making more capacity available for OCSD, which are crying for availability to treat water. So that process will occur naturally, and at the same time we'll be creating the wetlands and
the water that you're going to be doing that with, where is it coming from?
We're going to go look at that in a few minutes after we finish our short presentation here and your questions and answers.